Davis, who's a reporter that's been in Iraq, been in Lebanon, been everywhere. He'll tell you what's really going on in the Middle East. Have the troops really pulled out of Iraq? The answer, of course, is no. Another sad fraud. That's coming up. We'll continue to have open phones as well. Right now, let's go back to calls for Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Jasper in Boston, quick question or comment for Bob Chapman. Go ahead. He dropped off. Okay. Let's go to John in Ohio. Quick question or comment for our guest.
Well, it's not exactly quick, but Alex, I think you're on the cutting edge of really opposing these global fascists, and I'm glad to hear that at least some of the time, as Bob Chapman said, they're not communists, they're not socialists of any kind, they're the exact opposite, they're corporatist fascists.
But they're using the socialist commie model. Look, I met a lady on the street yesterday wearing a red star on her shirt who really liked my show and thought we were battling the capitalists, and I tried to explain to her that the bankers want to socialize things so they can steal the money. And she just couldn't understand it like you can, John.
Well, you know, you can constantly say that and set up straw men, but would you have somebody on that can explain exactly what a socialist believes in rather than only the liars and the distorted?
Well, all I know is all I see the bankers doing is funding socialists. But, I mean, do you have a question for Bob?
Well, I'd like to point out that, as I say, and I was just the other night at my city council meeting opposing the vaccination and the fluoride in our water. And I agree with about 60% of what you're saying. But I think you've got your feet in both camps with your anti-communism in a false definition, and at the same time you've got your other foot in the austerity camp of the globalist corporatist fascist in this libertarian so-called call for slashing and gutting and looting what little social programs were given as a kind of a pacifier.
The bankers get 95%, then their minions get 5%, and they use their minions as a weapon against what's left of the middle class. Look, John, I got to let you go because we're short on time. Bob, can you explain to him what's going on here?
Not in the time frame we have, but I think I can say this. I have spent since 1964 trying to bring the left and the right together, irrespective of the differences. We're all Americans. We want to win. We want to beat the bankers. So let's get together, and we'll sort everything out later. Let's get the real enemy.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, people spend so much time attacking me and analyzing me as if I'm the New World Order, when obviously my fruits are good. I'm waking people up, getting them to think, getting them involved. You know, we're in a desperate situation, Bob. We all got to pull together against the bankers.
Exactly. And, boy, it's been a long time coming, but it's cycled over the last 5 to 8 years. And my heart goes out to all of the people of different philosophical, intellectual, and political insights. Let's just get together, get the job done, and, you know, if one city wants to be socialist, let them do it. I mean, if that's what they want.
Yeah, as long as it's done under the state's rights system, that's a good point. You can have your socialist city, and we'll see how many people want to live there.
Well, you know, the truth of the pudding is in the tasting, but that will have to come after we defeat our present visual enemy.
Well said. Bob Chapman, InternationalForecaster.com. Folks can get a free copy. Comes out on Saturdays, twice a week, but Saturday is the next date tomorrow, so go there, check it out. We also post some of the great articles written by Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, always great having you on with us. See you next week.
Thank you very much, and I'll be there. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless you. Take care. I know we've got Nicolette and Jan and Chad. We'll get to you. Dar Jamal is coming up. Just got a new book out. Talk about brave. This guy goes all over these battlefields worldwide, and he's right back here where he was born and raised in Texas. So he'll be reporting to us on what he's witnessed in Lebanon, in Iraq, all over the world on the other side. He wrote an article I saw a few weeks ago exposing Obama's bait and switch. The troops aren't leaving Iraq. They shifted some into Afghanistan and Pakistan. We'll break all that down on the other side. My website's Infowars.com, and we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack. along with our beloved republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over the country, FEMA is preparing for total martial law. Not my words, theirs. It's Fox News, CNN, ABC News. We play the clips we have before. Coming up, when Dar Jamal leaves us at 40 after, I'm going to give you the latest developments there. They're massing all this decontamination equipment, tents, material at bases everywhere, including Camp Mabry here in Austin. People are asking us why it's there. Under Level 6, World Health Organization rules, forced inoculation, quarantines, lockdowns. Is this going to be the cover story for their New World Order activity? Bush tried it back in 2002, 2003 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. That's coming up in T-minus about 32 minutes from now. I'll go over the latest on that front and take a few of your calls on that subject. But I wanted to go to Dar Jamal. Dar has a lot of courage. We've interviewed him many times over the years. He was in Lebanon during the last war there. He's been in Iraq multiple times. He's an American living right here in Texas, out in Marfa, out there with the Marfa Lights. It's originally from Houston. And we just, his reporting's always turned out to be very, very accurate. He's broken a lot of major news. One of the stories he just put out a few weeks ago, the reason I wanted to get him back on was the U.S. occupation of Iraq continues unabated. And I went and researched his story and others. They're redrawing the major city maps to not count U.S. military bases as part of the city, to now say they're out of the city, or they're withdrawing from the surge that put them out in little substations back into their main bases. So it's a three-year-old policy. So it's literal shell game. And they've also, of course, rotated 30-plus thousand troops into Afghanistan and Pakistan, and those numbers are growing. So here's the Democrats getting into office in 2006 in the House, electing Barack Obama in late 2008. And I talked to Democrats on the street, and they go, yeah, we're not in Iraq anymore, because they had that big PSYOP, kind of like Bush with the aircraft carrier, mission accomplished. I mean, this is sick. If Bush would have tried this, would we have put up with it? And they also make it a left-right issue. Ron Paul isn't for the war. Most Republicans aren't. It's CPAC, the big Republican deal. He got a standing ovation against the war. Nobody's for this war but a few morons. I know the troops want to come home, 80-plus percent in polls. Eyewitness Gar Jamal joins us. His new book is out. Available at better bookstores everywhere, The Will to Resist, Soldiers Who Refuse to Fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, like Pat Tillman. Boy, they killed him deader than a hammer. Dar Jamal, great to have you here.
Good to be with you, Alex. Thank you.
So much has happened since I had you on probably 2 years ago. You've been out of the country most of the time, hard man to get a hold of. We'll have you back up soon, but today in limited time, tell us the saga, what you've seen on this quest the last few years.
Well, regarding the continuation of the occupation of Iraq, it's really amazing to me to just watch how, you know, folks like you and me, Alex, who get the U.S. Empire Project and get that these occupations of both Iraq and Afghanistan were permanent ventures going into them. I mean, before they even happened, it was very, very clear what was going to be happening there.
It was stated, yeah.
And it was, and you know, and then we have even literally just today, or just yesterday, when puppet Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki from Baghdad shows up in D.C. and is hanging out with President Barack Obama, and he says, quote, "If the Iraqi forces require further training and further support, we shall examine this then," it's talking about 2011, at that time, based on the needs of Iraq. So he's already, of course, just laying the propaganda path out there for the U.S. Occupation to continue unabated, and then coupled with what you're just saying, redrawing the maps of cities, so now technically the bases aren't inside the cities. But, you know, my contacts in Iraq are saying patrols are still happening in Baghdad, patrols are still happening in other cities. Some of the bigger bases, like the one in Baghdad, are still right there. We're still looking at over 130,000 U.S. troops there, and more flowing into Afghanistan. So we're really, again, we're just seeing a continuation of Bush policy in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
But isn't this classic corporate doublespeak or soft power, where Obama always, instead of Bush is saying, "I don't care, I'm going to do what I want," Obama will say, "You have won. I won't hire lobbyists," or "You have won. I'll pull out of Iraq," or "You have won. I won't give banker bailout bonus money," or "You," and then he does the exact opposite. I mean, he's a lot slicker because he doesn't give you a fight. He tells you, "Okay, I agree with you," but then goes around behind your back. I mean, it is really hard to stomach this.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's actually the core of how and why he's been as effective as he is, like, you know, getting most of the mainstream Democrats to really drink the Obama Kool-Aid, where, you know, hey, you voted for him, and he says he's going to change everything, and just because he's more charismatic and articulate and can actually complete sentences, unlike Bush, people believe him. He's a hell of a salesman, and he's done a really good job, but, you know, the facts are stacking up against him. Everyone, you know, when people are getting kicked out of their homes and the government keeps ramping up domestic threats against people and all of this, you know, we're in both occupations continuing unabated, you know, the facts are starting to pile up against him. So I think inevitably at some point, despite him being a very wonderful branding marketing tool as he's been, I think eventually the facts are going to kind of obscure that enough to where enough people can see it. At least that's my hope.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, evidence shows his approval rating's dropping, but I've seen the polls. It's not really over the war. They've kind of put that out of sight, out of mind, as they put troops in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, major escalations, really scary stuff, menacing the Russians, moving more troops into those areas, kind of continuing Bush's sneak attack on South Ossetia. It's clear the corporate managers of both parties, as the RAND Corporation document said 6 months ago, need a global war to go ahead and establish this new global banking dictatorship. So people are waking up to Obama, but only because he didn't fix the economy overnight as he had promised. When you talk to Democrats or you talk to progressives, are they starting, just from what you see on the ground, to see through him? Or are they saying, like some Democrats I talk to or anti-war folks go, "Well, at least he's not Bush. At least he makes me feel good while he betrays me."
Well, it's unfortunately, Alex, it's been more of the latter, where, you know, granted, there are more and more people waking up, and certainly more and more of us on the fringe that have known this all along are seeing more people kind of enter into our community and are, you know, really seeing the reality. But unfortunately, I think most people are still saying, saying that, yeah, okay, things are bad, and yeah, he's Obama's disappointing, and he's not fulfilling all his promises, but he took over a really desperate situation, so we have to give him more time, et cetera, et cetera. So really, indications are that I think, unfortunately, the bulk of people are still kind of sleepwalking through this and really just not willing to look at the fact that, you know, Barack Obama, for example, just talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to see that he kept Bush's Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. He kept all the highest-ranking people in the Pentagon there from Bush to just continue over. I mean, there's been a seamless continuation in policy. And we're not even talking about domestically, but just talking about foreign policy and the U.S. empire abroad, we're looking at this continue unabated. You know, we're still running on the 2006 National Security Strategy, of course, which was revised under Bush. And when we look at that, actually it was updated in 2008 for Obama. And, you know, let me read you the first two sentences from this document. It says, U.S. interests include protecting the nation and their allies from attack or coercion, promoting international security to reduce conflict and foster economic growth, and securing the global commons with them access, and in securing the global commons and with them access to world markets and resources, end quote. I mean, there you have it. I mean, that's the national security strategy. That is U.S. foreign policy. Any questions?
No, there's not any questions, but then they cynically lie to the people of the United States. Now, in the time we've got with you, get into what you saw in Iraq on your first visit, what you saw in subsequent visits, what you really have seen in Lebanon when you were there during the bombardment in 2006.
Well, what I saw in Iraq the first visit and all subsequent visits was, you know, just the, you know, there was, over here it's really easy for people to kind of hear the propaganda, yes, we're going to liberate the Iraqi people, make everyone safer and happy and bring the McDonald's and all of this stuff. But when you go over there and you see it firsthand, you see the mask ripped off, the propaganda mask ripped off of the U.S. Empire Project. And like all empires through history where we talk about, Russia going into Afghanistan or the British going into Iraq in the early 20th century or the Mongols or Hitler or whatever, you see basically just brutal, savage empire. We're going to come in and rape and pillage and take this country and take their resources and do what we please and leave the civilian population to fend for itself. And that's exactly what I saw, and that's what happened. We see a devastated country. We see over a million people dead. We still see today over 4 million people, refugees, either within or outside of their own country. And that situation that I saw back in November 2003 is consistently degraded with each subsequent trip that I went into Iraq, including up to the most recent trip I was there, which was just this past February. So that's the situation there. And then we look at what I saw in Lebanon with the Israeli Zionist aggression against the people of Lebanon in 2006. I just actually happened to be flying into Syria the day before that took place and woke up in Syria watching Al Jazeera and seeing the footage of the Israel bombardment of Beirut and specifically the airport. And then things went on horribly for 34 days and killed over 1,000 innocent civilians in Lebanon. And, you know, we look at that situation, and again, it was just, you know, there's all this propaganda, oh, Israel's right to defend itself, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just total propaganda. This was a situation, I'm sure you talked about it, Alex, where, you know, this was all planned well in advance, totally in cahoots with the Bush administration.
Well, that's now come out that they were planning for years to do this, and some evidence has even shown they had intelligence operatives in southern Lebanon who were firing some of the rockets, and that Israelis were then firing chemical weapon rounds. Did you see any evidence of that?
Well, I absolutely saw evidence of white phosphorus being used, and then, of course, the no-brainer is the fact that Israel dropped over a million cluster bombs in just the last 72 hours of that conflict, where literally when the truce was on the table and we knew the deadline was coming, they dropped more cluster bombs in Lebanon than the U.S. did in Iraq in 1991.
And that's blowing little kids' legs off all day. And it's just the way that the Lebanese are then dehumanized. It's just out of control. Dar Jamal, stay with us.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Book out, The Will to Resist, Soldiers Refuse to Fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some would say, oh, that's anti-patriotic. Well, they're getting the military train right now to take on the United States population. I mean, our government openly, the head of the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, professor, gets up on C-SPAN and says they work for Wall Street and foreign banks. I mean, it's a big joke to these guys. They're not patriotic. They don't care about America. They care about the New World Order. And Pat Tillman saw him growing the poppies and gardening it and killing people and wrote letters home he was going to go public, and they murdered him. And that's now come out. And they'll murder anybody else with Private Lynch. Turned out she cowered in fear. A couple other soldiers fought off the Iraqis. They wanted to have poster child for women to join, so they killed a bunch of her unit that survived. They'd kill them at their houses in Phoenix, kill them at their houses in Wyoming. I mean, these are killers, not to mention all the murder, the slaughter, the billions of dollars and pallets of cash given to the troops to corrupt them, the mercenaries. Dar, I've talked to troops recently back from Iraq. They say it's just sewage everywhere, collapsing society, absolutely hellish. You've been there. Lancet says over a million dead Iraqis. What is the true state of Iraq?
Well, it's a catastrophic situation, and those aren't just my words. Those are the words of the World Health Organization. Several UN reports, International Committee for the Red Cross has alluded to that fact, and certainly the Red Crescent Society there. Again, you know, the people are, the country's been completely destroyed, and they've been looted. Their resources are being privatized by the puppet government, in direct cahoots, of course, with the U.S. government. And, you know, it's basically they're left in a situation where there's literally, according to the WHO, less than one out of three Iraqis now even have access to safe drinking water. Unemployment is completely through the roof, anywhere from 40% to 70% on any given month. And the average home in Baghdad has about 2 hours of electricity per day. So it's really, again, as I've talked with you on your show before, it's an unlivable situation. And it's as bad today as it was even a few years ago at the height of the bloodletting. And, you know, of course, it's getting less attention now in the corporate press. But, you know, the average life for the average Iraqi today is one of a matter of survival on a day-to-day basis.
So it's total siege. It's genocide. It's post-industrial eugenics world. Exactly what State Department Memorandum 200, penned by Kissinger in 73, said, using war, using famine to cull that population.
Well, that certainly the facts on the ground would back that up because, you know, it is economic warfare. And I think it's really, you know, the most, you know, poverty would be, you know, the stark poverty there where there was an Oxfam International report that came out a little while back. It said that 45% of Iraqis are living in abject poverty on less than $1 per day. Meanwhile, thanks to the shock doctrine economics of Paul Bremer instituted in the Bremer orders in the first year of the occupation where they changed the economic laws of the country, they basically instituting an immediate depression across the entire country, and this is all extremely well documented, showing that, you know, and now we're looking at the after effects of that. There's been no improvement, no change except for things to get worse. So the average Iraqi is actually in far, far worse economic condition today than they were even under the genocidal economic sanctions of 12 and a half years that left over a million dead in that country.
And we're now 18 plus years into the genocide, into the culling, with Saddam Hussein, CIA operative, told to attack Iran, told to go ahead and go into Kuwait by U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie. And the latest numbers from Lancet, I know that most numbers I see are over a million. Dar, you study this intensely. What's the real numbers on the amount of dead from this genocidal war in the last 6.5 years versus the last 18?
Well, the most current numbers for the current iteration of the U.S. doctrine in Iraq, which would be the Bush invasion and occupation starting in March 2003. So from March 2003 to today, there's two studies that have been done that give us the most updated figures. One with the Oxford Research Bureau out of Oxford, England, shows 1.2 million Iraqis have been killed. And then there's another group here in the U.S. called Just Foreign Policy, and they have an ongoing tabulation, and they now have it between 1.3 and 1.4 million, and that's just since 2003. And then when we include the sanctions, that's another million. And then when we include debt from the Iran-Iraq war, that's at least another million as well.
So this is approaching Pol Pot-level killing.
Absolutely. We're well over 3 million at this point.
Yeah, that's what Pol Pot killed, 3 mil. They don't care about us either in America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I was sitting in traffic listening to the radio.
All right, Dr. Moll's our guest, very brave investigative journalist, writing for Counterpunch and many other big publications. You can check out his website. We have it up on screen. It's darjamal.com, and his new book is The Will to Resist. We were just getting into these numbers. So between 1.2 and 1.4, just 3 years in, the Lancet British Journal, which is totally nonpartisan, nonpolitical, said over 600,000. And so you double that, it's 1.2 plus. This is an outrageous crime. And I know for good old boys sitting back at home, you know, it feels tough to beat up brown people and they like watching bombs blow up on TV. This is an incredible travesty. What does the Middle East and Central Asia think of Obama? Are they buying all his bull?
Absolutely not. You know, just like people in Iraq didn't buy the Bush propaganda about freedom and liberation and all of this nonsense. You know, when you're there and you have a front row seat watching your people decimated in front of you, watching your home destroyed, watching your country burn in flames, you know, and of course all the neighboring countries of Iraq that are getting all of the Iraqi refugees flowing into them, sharing all of their wonderful stories of what it's like to live under U.S. liberation. Yeah, they don't buy it any more than they buy, you know, Barack Obama talking about change and, you know, I'm going to make peace with the Muslim world and all of this while escalating Afghanistan, using more drones, bombs continuing to fall in all the countries that the U.S. is occupying there. So, no, those words, of they fell flat there even before he took office.
Dar, in the 5-6 minutes we have left with you, I want to talk about your book some, and then in closing, the most interesting story thing you witnessed when you were in Lebanon during that war that you just fell right into the middle of. But your book, I like it because it's not just the image of our troops that want to go out and shoot some Iraqi kids for fun. Most of the troops I talk to know the war is a fraud, don't like it, but the attitude is, well, we got to at least stabilize it before we leave. They kind of suck them into that lie, or, oh, I got to take care of my buddies. But the vast majority in polls want to come home. That's why Ron Paul got more political contributions than even Barack Obama from the military wanting to get the hell out of there. So your book, break down the people you talk to, the stories you tell in this book, because it shows the other side of the U.S. military.
As you just said, the majority of troops in both these occupations are all for coming home because they're seeing firsthand that, you know, it's not a helpful situation to anyone involved in it. In fact, it's extremely destructive. And I basically started, I was going through it from my first book, and I started running into lots of veterans and active duty troops that were talking to me about, hey, our morale was extremely low, and we started dissenting and finding ways to disobey orders, even if it was indirectly. So doing things like search and avoid missions instead of search and destroy, where they would go and park their Humvees in the middle of the field and call in every hour and say, yeah, we're still searching the field for weapons caches. And they were doing this every other day. And then I ran into other soldiers, same story, different part of the occupation of Iraq, a different time of the occupation, totally different location, same exact story. So I started to realize, oh, actually, there's a lot of dissent. And then, you know, dozens and dozens of interviews later with different veterans and active duty personnel, I had more than enough material for a book, probably enough for two books of, you know, folks doing, you know, publicly refusing orders to deploy here in the States to go back over. Folks that are over there, what are they doing to get out of it? Entire companies and platoons, I mean, that have actually had mutinies and refused to follow their orders in Baghdad and things like this. So, you know, these are people, this is not just they're doing it out of survival mode or a sloth or whatever, but these are people really standing up and defending the Uniform Code of Military Justice that they swore an oath to, and that is that they are refusing to obey illegal orders. It's a given to anyone with any gray matter between their ears that the occupation of Iraq is illegal. It contravenes international law, as did the invasion. But so does the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan.
Well, all the studies show that the U.S. forces being there only make it worse. The globalists have been caught paying off different sides. What about even Ray McGovern documenting, but now it's mainstream news, that Cheney had them blowing up mosques and bombing buildings of Shiites to get them killing Sunnis and vice versa, and using Wahhabist to attack the Iranians and staging terror attacks. I mean, this is, and then now they caught British Special Forces in Basra, London Guardian reported, dressed up with fake beards, running around shooting Iraqi police. I mean, this was a completely staged war. Did you get any intel on stuff like that?
Well, I've actually written that case you just mentioned about the two British SAS officers. This is extremely well documented. There's photographs. People could probably find them online right now of these guys, literally, you know, two soldiers, shaved heads, dressed up as Iraqis with fake, with wigs, with mustaches, wearing dashes, in a car full of explosives. And they were thrown in Iraqi jail, going to be charged by Iraqis with planting bombs near mosques to foment sectarian violence. And before they could be tried, the Brits raised the jail to the ground and got their two guys out. And then 2 weeks after that, a similar story up near Crete with two quote-unquote Western contractors, same thing. So, yeah, this is well documented, and this is not news, as you know, Alex. This is U.S. policy. This is how they've conducted their foreign affairs, whether we talk about Central America or Vietnam. I mean, you know, just pick a conflict. So Iraq is no different.
Yeah, there's the Army Field Manual that got declassified 2004 from 2004. We put it on screen, and this is mainstream news. The Army doesn't deny it. They say, how dare you have it? But it tells Army captains, just standard issue, how to stage terror attacks. I mean, with their canteen and M16, they're going, here's how you stage terror attacks. I mean, how do they get farm boys to do stuff like this? Well, obviously, a lot of them get wise and don't want to do it. And I've interviewed these Marine Corps captains and people who see their own smart bombs, you know, blow kids in half, and their humanity, you know, and people lie, oh, they're just cowards. Cowards, they don't even know who they're fighting. They're just running around arresting people so jail guards can rape them in Abu Ghraib. I mean, the job is to terrify Iraq and suck it dry, and just like Serbia, bombard any country that's sovereign, bomb it out, and take control of it. And I want the American people and British and others to know these same bankers are bankrupting us now. They're cold-blooded. They're monopoly men. They love dominating people. Dar, your comment on that idea?
Well, absolutely. It's all about control, and that's why I read that quote from, you know, U.S. foreign policy defining documents, where it's all about global economic hegemonic control, using the U.S. military as the iron fist to make this happen. And in Iraq is the, in Afghanistan are just the two latest iterations of that policy. And I think, you know, it will continue, you know, without fierce resistance at home and abroad. It's going to continue. But that's exactly what's happening. And I, you know, the one silver lining to this dark cloud that we're amidst right now is that I think it could not be more clear. This cuts across all political lines, everyone is seeing it, and you know, if you know, I'm not trying to be overly hopeful, but that is a good thing, that the fact that more people are seeing it today than ever before.
Well, look at the United States. Bills to audit the Fed with 260-something sponsors, everybody talking about the global corporate crooks, the left, the right waking up. Dar, these are very exciting times to be alive, but I don't put it past Obama and his handlers to stage terror attacks, to stage a Gulf of Tonkin like Cheney tried to do but got caught, and Fox Phelan quit. So I think the good and bad news is that at least we're in this fight. At least the establishment is starting to run scared, and their aura of invulnerability, invincibility, is starting to waver and fade. In closing, with any other info about Lebanon, your book, with... Do the Iraqis, do the Lebanese understand that the American people are brainwashed and ignorant, and but that are starting to wake up? Or what is their view? Are they sophisticated enough to understand that we're just under mind control? Or what's the view over there? And what's Iraq's future? And you know, where is all this going?
Well, it's grim, especially in the Middle East, because that is, you know, currently where, you know, more people in the world than anywhere else are bearing the brunt of U.S. policy. But, you know, they're very clear. Unfortunately, it's pretty dark because people have seen, like, okay, Obama comes into office and what happened? The American people, what few who were overtly resisting under Bush or have apparently gone to sleep. So they're kind of feeling left on their own at this point, which is a bit dark. But, you know, again, I think that it's up to us. And, you know, one hopeful thing that I got from working on this book about soldiers who are resisting, you know, if U.S. soldiers in the U.S. military structure, you know, a very, very harsh, difficult structure to operate in, let alone resist, if they can stand up and resist and many of them come out all the more better from it, then, you know, what does that say to us in civilian society who can still, you know, go about and do essentially what we need to do right now relatively? What does that say to us as far as, you know, a call to action, and what are we able to do and what are we willing to do?
Dar Jamal, always great to have you on, but I think what I get here is the world's waking up to this empire, this corporate empire that is using America as its muscle. But at the same time, Barack Obama is giving amazing aid and comfort to these global plutocrats, these kleptocrats, and that he just kind of took Iraq and all the carnage off the screen, out of sight, out of mind.
Well, he's been very effective at that. There's, you know, as we were talking about before, he's been a great brand for them to slap on this program. A great kind of spokesperson. You know, he's charismatic, he's articulate, he's fooled hundreds of millions of people, both in the U.S. and in many, particularly Western European countries. But again, you know, actions speak louder than words. And when people literally, more people in America than ever before, literally don't have food to eat and are getting kicked out of their homes by the banks and things are just getting worse by the day, then this is adding up. And I think it is coming to a head. And I think we're going to see that real soon.
Dar, thank you for joining us. Just in closing, why are the banks on the march? Why are they greedily doing this command destruction? Their own IMF and World Bank documents state trying to bring the world into depression to set up their world government. I guess they're just conquerors, and they've got a lot of power, and I guess they think we're not going to resist them. I mean, they really are driving the world towards rebellion.
Well, it's the bottom line, and it's runaway greed, and they continue to rely on just ongoing, an ongoing consistent bottom line, increased profits at all costs, even though the cat is out of the bag and more people see it. And if they were had any wisdom, they would back away at least for a little bit and let things calm down. But, you know, runaway corporate capitalism, we can't let that happen. We've got to always grow and increase profits. And so I don't think we should expect that to change.
Dar Jamal, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again in the near future. And the new book is The Will to Resist. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending time with us. I'm going to take Nicolette, Lou, Jan, Steve, and Kathy's calls. I can get to all of you before the show ends here today, and then I'll be back live Sunday for an abbreviated transmission, also simulcast at prisonplanet.tv from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. That's 3 to 5 Mountain, 5 to 7 Eastern. But before I go any further, here as we wind down the transmission with some key calls at the end, I want to thank the sponsors for this hour that made this radio show possible today. One of them is Home Gain. Be sure and check out Max, the Little Orange Gorilla, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the web address, but it's HomeGain.com. It's an absolutely, totally free service, been around for more than 10 years. They have a whole bunch of different systems. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to homegame.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address. You'll get a free estimate on your home's value. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's homegame.com. Check out all the free functions there at homegame.com. And in closing, eFoodsDirect.com, this is where I get my high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, freshly produced, storable foods in double enamel cans that last more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years guaranteed in your garage or attic, non-climate-controlled. Check out eFoodsDirect.com for all the free videos, the free brochure, to find out more about their high-quality foods. They have the non-soy packages. They have the vegan food as well. They have water filters, boogie packs. Just check them out, eFoodsDirect.com. Have insurance you can eat, or 1-800-409-5633. That number again, they'll be there all weekend long, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, let's go to Nicolette in Ohio. Nicolette, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Three quick points. Number one, they are forcing that issue with the kids who are with CPS. My cousin actually was in their service care, and they made her get a Gardasil shot, and she actually didn't need one. I don't think any of the kids need one. They're all poisonous.
Number two, CPS lies and forcibly injects kids with hundreds of shots, including experimental ones. It is a criminal eugenics organization. I've given you the White House own textbook. It's real, folks. It's real. Go ahead.
Number two, I send out a newsletter every Friday with all your key points, and I research the stuff myself. It's very easy for folks to get out there and let people know what's going on. And number three, I just had a daughter, and I was going to ask Bob Chapman this earlier. The straw man method, I was trying it with my daughter, and she was born at a hospital. I didn't fill out the vital statistics form for the health department, and they sent out her information anyway and gave her a birth certificate, and I'm really upset about that because I think that's a violation of my civil rights, my right to freedom, and I'm actually contacting lawyers right now, and I want to get an email address where I can contact you guys and send you up-to-date information because I think it's really important because that is just enslavement of ourselves.
Well, I mean, obviously,
let the government take care of us.
Obviously, getting us on the grid has caused all the identity theft. It's caused the cashless society, they admit, is meant to make it even worse. Then they're going to go to face scans, thumbprints, and implantable chips. Again, they put you on a cashless system. It causes identity theft. Then their answer is even more control. And, yes, getting into the system is very, very bad. But as long as your kids don't have the vaccines, as long as they're not in Head Start, but they make it so hard, you got to work and put them in there. So the CPS starts visiting everybody. The White House science czar says everybody's going to get a CPS visit, and eventually they want to take all children from all families and raise them in dormitories. I mean, this is the ultimate control freak, bureaucrat society. This is slavery, and we've got to beat 21st century slavery. God bless you. Lou in Chicago. Lou, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Lou.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you, and thank you for having me on the show. I just wanted to let you know that you've gotten to me, and I've really woken up, and learning all these things, it's been kind of an organic learning process where I've, you know, kind of coming from the heart rather than reading off of a cue card. And I have a business where I have the time to be able to get out there and talk to people. And before I saw this show, something was wrong inside of me. I knew there was something wrong. And, you know, I was focused on tanning and working out and putting my energy in the girls and things. And I had the Dodge Challenger, the 2008, the real nice one. People come
stay up there, to- stay there, stay there. I want to hear what you have to say. And on the final segment, we'll take a few more calls from Jan, Steve, and Kathy. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after reason.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Okay, final segment on this Friday transmission. Lou in Chicago, finish up your point.
Yes, sir. The point is that and these things aren't as important, these material things. And I use my charisma, a gift that I have, to awaken, to talk to people, whether it's a higher-level person in the legal field to the person that pushes the cart at the grocery store. And, you know.
Yeah, we just got to start talking to each other instead of watching glowing televisions all night or just going to sports games or chasing skirts. All of that is fine, but the number one thing is liberty, because nothing's safe if you don't have the freedom.
That's correct, and I'm getting out there 10 people a day. I'm handing out videos. I keep them. Everyone wants to ask about my car. I bring up that subject. And finally, to sum it up real quick, the cyberbullying thing is very real. And these police now, I had a huge identity theft issue. They don't care. I have enough evidence to put this person away, more evidence than Lincoln was shot. Yet they don't even pay attention to it. They're more concerned that I called this kid a freak 3 years ago on the computer than they are with
So let me get this straight.
Evidence.
You went and complained, and then they said, oh, well, you called him a freak. Yeah, it's listen, I appreciate your call. This is a whole other subject. I was talking to a big defense lawyer yesterday. I was talking to just saw him out when I was getting a haircut, and he was explaining how there are less prosecutions now. They're only out raising money or squeezing the cattle. All the new laws being passed are for us, the law-abiding. And it's sick. I appreciate your call, Lou. Jan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jan.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I have a comment and a question. I have a close relative who is a higher member in the Department of Health. And
okay.
I just spoke to them today, and they're doing basically printing out all of their personal emails that have been going on in the office, and there's some really strange things going on. She said that there's going to be opening up vaccination centers, like, around the city and also the state. And
no, that's what I'm going to I'm gonna cover this more Sunday and try to do it coherently here. But no, I mean, this flu is nothing. It's killed less than 20 people here, but they're acting like it's the end of the world, and they're gearing up for forced inoculations. I believe they're going to use this as their cover for the economic implosion. And God knows what's in the shot. So what else was she saying?
She also said that, I mean, over the last few months, the Department of Agriculture has basically been taking over everything, the water, the food inspections. She does the licensing for any biomedical things that they would need, she would give the licenses for, and they're like...
Yeah, the feds are federalizing they're grabbing whole industries. We're going into global receivership, just like a third world country goes into receivership of the IMF and World Bank. We're going into receivership, but it was all fraudulently created by the bankers that run the government. Ma'am, do you understand they've stolen $23.7 trillion, double the GDP in 10 months? I mean...
Oh. I'm very aware of everything.
I mean, this is off. There has never been fraud, theft, evil like this. We are screwed. And you better tell your friend in the health department, we all got to say no to this, because if we just keep going along with it, these criminals only take this as encouragement.
Yeah, the only reason she knew, because I had given her a heads up on what was going on, so she has been watching, and her co-workers, they're all in denial. They think that, yeah, there's really something going on, and there's really going to be a flu that's, you know, natural, but they don't understand that this is all generated.
Don, how obvious is it? It kills nobody. They use it as an excuse to build up the grid, because they couldn't build that up out of nowhere. People notice it. So that's their cover story for getting ready for a federal takeover. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they're sure gearing up, getting ready to jump. And they got their fist up, they got their dukes up, and we got to, you know, get ready for this. I'll be back Sunday covering this exclusively, 4 to 6 p.m. for a special transmission. I feel it in my gut. It's important. Great job, crew. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love your family. Love God. Get your heart right. And tune in Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.